The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We've gathered this evening to commemorate the Shahadat of our 10th Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salatu wa salam. Very beginning days of the month of Rajab, and Rajab being the beginning of the spiritual season in the Islamic calendar, where we see that when it comes to the rituals, ibadat, fasting and dua, they play a very important role as far as the spiritual season is concerned. And this is where I would like to, take this opportunity in this majlis tonight, in the memory of the 10th Imam, to discuss a very important dua which we recite after every namaz in the month of Rajab. It is a dua which has come from us, from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Which was, in a way, dictated by the Imam on the request of Muhammad bin Zakwan, who is known as As-Sajjad, a very righteous person, very much doing, sajdas. That's why he was known as Sajjad. And he came to the Imam and he said, "May my life be sacrificed for you. We are already now into Rajab, the month of Rajab. علمني فيه دعاء ينفعني الله به. Teach me a dua for this month, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me." Imam says, "Uktub." This is why I'm saying dictation. So Imam says, "Uktub, write down." And this is one example where we see that some of the companions would come in the presence of the Imams with the material to write, whether it was paper or whatever material they used those days. And then, depending on this dictation of the Imam, he wrote it down, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he says, on every day of Rajab, in the morning or the evening, and after every salat of your day and the night in this month, you recite this. Ya man arjuhu لكل خير. And which is a very, very famous dua. I thought I would spend some time tonight to talk about this dua and the importance of it as far as the meaning is concerned, so that we can learn and understand what we are saying. What I'm presenting to you tonight is actually the explanation and the commentary written in an extensive article by the late Allama Marhum Sheikh Muhammad Mehdi Al-Asifi, an Iraqi-based scholar who was in Qom. And he had this special interest in dua. He has a dua where he talks about, the philosophy of dua, how to do the dua, all different kinds of, dimensions of duas. But this is in his extensive article that he has written specially for this dua of the month of Rajab. And it's interesting, even before reading his article on this, I didn't realize that you can divide the dua of this dua of the month of Rajab into two parts. One part has four nida and one dua. And the second part has three nida and one dua. Now, what is nida? Nida basically is this act of calling someone. And when he uses this term, he says, the first part has four nida, means these are four different ways that you are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, you have one dua, one wish that you are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the second one, he says there are three nida, three different ways that we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there also we end with one dua. It's important to understand, you know, why our sixth imam is teaching us to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So it's not just a simple dua. This is actually a lesson on tawheed. To understand the sifat and the greatness and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first part, which is four nida and one dua. And as I said, you know, when we talk about nida, this is where you start with the word ya. The very first one, ya man arjuhu li kulli khair wa amanu sakhatuhu inda kulli shar. This is the first nida. So we are not even yet asking anything. We are just addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That O the one, arjuhu li kulli khair, from whom we hope and expect every good. Wa amanu sakhatuhu inda kulli shar. And in every situation of evil, we seek protection from his anger. And this is very important when we talk about Ya man arju. The word arju is a verb and it comes from raja. Raja means basically hope, ummid. So we are addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this feeling that, O Allah, you are the source of hope and security and protection for us. And this is where we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much, you know, serious about this issue when it comes to the issue of raja and hope. He doesn't want the believers at all to ever feel hopeless in their life as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. There is an ayat where he has put this in such a strong words where he says in surah number 39, ayat 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those of my servants, أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, who have been unjust to themselves. What does that mean? When I commit a sin, I have become unjust to myself because I have now made myself liable for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the concept of israf ala nafs. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad, say to my servants who have been unjust to themselves, in other words, by committing sins, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes people say, you know, oh, I am such a bad person, Allah will not even look towards me. That level of hopelessness is not allowed. You might be very much down. Yet, if you still believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in Rasul, you believe in the Quran, you believe in the Ahlul Bayt, you can still go up. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur. He is the guardian and the master of the believers. He can pull them out from the levels of darkness towards light. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Qunut here, to be hopeless as far as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Why is he commanding us in this way? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all the sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim, because he is forgiving and merciful. And this is where we have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when he talks about this issue of qunut and rahmatillah, to be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you go to the discussion on the major sins in Islam, What is number one? The sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the ayat, he says, I will forgive everything but one. That is shirk. To associate someone in the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring somebody or something equal to Allah. After shirk, the second item in the major sins is known as al-ya'as an rahmatillah or al-qunut an rahmatillah. To lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a major sin by itself. So a mu'min is not allowed, even though he or she might be at the lowest level. But they still, if they have this will to come up again, they should not lose the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive. If they turn to Allah with sincerity and remorse.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.